as we celebrate on this day, principally the vigil of the ascension of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ into heaven, we are gifted with these magnificent readings, the epistle from St. Paul, and of course there he tells us about the Son of God who descended to earth and now rises up to heaven, but that he gives to each one of his children according to what his will is. And that, of course, also has to do with the gifts, the particular job and way of life that he wishes each and every one of us to do. And, of course, at the very bottom of that rung of many things are the fact those who are baptized. Now, among those who are baptized are some who receive this gift or that gift. Some don't get any further because they don't care. And so they continue to linger and very, very possibly will not even make it into heaven. But for us who are here before his altar, before his throne, adoring him with the Father and the Holy Spirit, we are given many, many gifts, each according to the will of God and each according to our proper abilities. And then in the Gospel of St. John, he speaks to the Father. Now, one of the fathers of the church mentions that, ultimately speaking, and I'm sure it happened all the time, but at these times when we hear our Lord speaking to the Father out loud, that it was heard by the apostles, he was doing that which he always did. But he was doing it for us, to teach us how to pray, to teach us how to communicate with the Father and the Holy Spirit. And then, of course, he speaks here of his return to heaven and his clarification, his glorification. And he says very, very clearly, and for those who deny that Jesus Christ is God, for those who deny that he claimed to be God, this is one passage that is most important. That I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. He has redeemed us by the sacrifice of the cross. And he has given to us the promise of the Holy Spirit, which will be coming on Pentecost Sunday. But he also says, now glorify me with the same glory that I had before the world was created. So who would be around before the world was created other than God? So here our Lord very, very clearly delineates himself as God and each of the three persons of the Trinity as God. It is our Lord God the Father, our Lord God the Son, and our Lord God the Holy Spirit. And so he gives us all these gifts to prepare us to receive them fully at Pentecost and to prepare us to live our lives on earth according to his will. Not to be slothful and to expect that God is going to do everything for us. We have to do it for ourselves because we have free will. And so we must do it. But at the same time, with the help of the Holy Spirit and all the gifts that he shall bring to us, we shall be able to do so. And among the many saints who have done that, and that is exactly what the saints do and have done. And there are saints walking the earth right now that none of us will know until we get to heaven, if we get to heaven. But the one who is very predominant today is St. Pascal Bailon. Now, St. Pascal was born in Aragon in Spain in the 15th century. He was very, very poor, from a very, very poor family. In fact, he was a shepherd of sheep, just like the three little children of Fatima. And he grew to the age where young men and women decide to enter the monastery or the convent, whichever. And so he tried to enter the Franciscans. And because he was not very well schooled at all, I'm sure he could read and write, but not much more, because of that, the Franciscans turned him down. Now, a lot of the times, when someone turns us down, we become dejected and upset and mad and this and that and the other. And then sometimes, most of the times, we give up. And then we go back to the world and end up probably losing our soul to eternal perdition. But that's not the way of the saints. The way of the saints is to be filled with faith and to be filled with hope. And of course, the prime example of those two virtues is the Blessed Virgin Mary. And so St. Pascal, not having given up, he entered and was accepted into the Alcantarine Franciscan reform of St. Peter of Alcantara, who reformed the Franciscan order. Once again, every so often, there is a reform. And it was a very strict order, the Alcantarine Franciscans. But he grew and excelled at that which he was supposed to do. And not only was he shepherding, and he was not a priest, he was a brother, a lay brother. He did not have enough education to become a priest. But he was sent to different places to preach and to teach the catechism. And he went to France, and he converted some of the Protestant pastors of southern France who still had not given up on the Manichaean religion that they had had at the time of St. Dominic and so forth. And so he converted them. In the meantime, he was known for his holiness, for his kindness to the poor, and especially he was known for his deep, deep devotion to the Most Holy Sacrament of the Eucharist. And he organized adorations and processions of the Blessed Sacrament, so much so that when, after he had died and was canonized, Pope Leo XIII named him the protector of all Eucharistic associations and congresses of the world. He died in 1592, so long ago and yet not so long ago. So we ask St. Pascal Bailon to pray for us that we may have greater faith in the Most Holy Sacrament of the Eucharist and greater faith in all the virtues and all the wonderful gifts that God has given to us, as was spoken of by St. Paul in his epistle of today on the vigil of the ascension of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.